These words of Jesus to his disciples are trying to give them a context for understanding what's ahead of them. You know, the issues of their own status, their own anxieties and fears in relation to what may be ahead of them, and the need for them to stay connected with Jesus and to acknowledge him at all points. And finally, to not be surprised by the conflicts that will be part of their discipleship. Conflicts in their families, conflicts in relation to feeling divided between loyalty to Jesus and their fathers and mothers and sons and daughters and so on. So these words are all directly addressed to issues that are present for people who would follow Jesus. The links in this are primarily links within the episodes. So a disciple is not above the teacher, slave above the master. It's not for the disciple to be like the teacher and like the master, so on. The one verbal thread that does connect a couple of the episodes is have no fear of them and don't fear, and so don't be afraid. That's the major verbal thread that connects these episodes, is the problem of fear. The structure of this series of sayings moves from the issue of the relationship between the disciple and the teacher, you know, whether disciples are better than their teachers and whether they are above their teachers, whether people then need to express their own identity by bragging or saying, well, I'm greater than one way or another, I'm greater than my teacher was. And then the series of episodes in relation to fear and of feeling like they're not sure whether God will look after them. And that is followed by the question of acknowledging Jesus before others and the risks that were involved in that. And that's related to the issue of fear, because part of what is the issue with Jesus is that being associated with him can sometimes be a source of, let's say, ambiguity, and is not an unmitigated blessing. And that is especially experienced in families. Conflicts that emerge between potential disciples and the members of their families, and likewise of having divided loyalties in relation to whether or not, you know, you love your father and your mother, your sons and your daughters more than Jesus. It's an issue that everyone wrestles with. Well, those are the kind of the dynamic connections between this. And it's a series of, on the one hand, pronouncements, but it's also advice that Jesus is giving to his disciples in regard to how to deal with these problems. And it's very direct, very compassionate in relation to his concern about them, on the one hand. On the other hand, you know, this is tough. These are hard words, but they describe the realities of the experience of the disciples, both of those whom Jesus called and those in Matthew's community who are considering and or have already identified themselves as disciples of Jesus. In terms of the tone of this and the way of presenting this, again, you as a storyteller are Jesus. You are addressing the audience as the 12 disciples. You are then giving them, these folks before you, direct counsel and advice about their discipleship. This is perhaps most directly expressed in this speech as his admonishing them, encouraging them in regard to fear. You know, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of them. Don't fear those who kill the body. Don't be afraid of somebody who says they're going to kill you. God looks after the sparrows. God numbers the hairs on your head. He'll take care of you. And likewise, don't be afraid to acknowledge me before others. So the tone of this is a tone of comfort, encouragement, and of Jesus getting them ready for the trials and tribulations that are ahead of them.